It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. Yes, once again, we thank all the listeners of the show for coming to expect great quality business content week in and week out, and that's why we are once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio according to the Nielsen ratings. Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. Thank you so much. And this show, as our listeners know, every single week we deliver a great variety of business content. We cover categories such as sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, entrepreneurship, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, which is going to be all about taking a company public. I also want to thank all the people that reached out to me. They heard the spots that were airing on 77 WABC throughout the week and said, yeah, you know, that's such an interesting topic, especially now during coronavirus. And I'm like, yeah, we got two amazing guests. We'll get to them in a moment. First, a special thank you to the great team at 77 WABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, Tim. Thank you. And to the great folks at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play such an important role preparing the show. Srili, Michal, Brocha, Avigail, Miriam, Malka, thank you so much. Also, a special shout-out. We're syndicated on many, many channels. We have a robust YouTube channel, iTunes, Spotify, the Google Podcast, so many channels. And every single episode that we've had on this great program, almost 250 to date, they're all up on the various channels. The easiest way to access all the past shows is by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com. That's where you can pick up the show I had with Jay Baer, Joseph Abood, Beth Comstock, the former vice chair and CMO at General Electric, and John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and so many other great guests. They're all accessible by visiting mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, tonight's show, I'm going to have the honor and privilege of interviewing Jay Cardwell, the COO of the CFO Squad, and Peter Goldstein, the CEO of Exchange Listing LLC. First, about both companies. The CFO Squad is an outsourced accounting and CFO consulting firm for public and private companies. This involves financial reporting for publicly traded companies and private companies as well, at all stages of development from startup to well-established companies. The CFO Squad helps many companies in the transition to becoming publicly traded or uplifted from PCAOB to the NASDAQ. And about the exchange listing, Exchange Listing LLC offers capital market advisory services to private companies looking to access the public capital markets, as well as public companies looking to grow to the next level. Exchange Listing was formed to provide growth companies with direct access to a one-stop solution in the strategic planning and implementation of listing on a senior exchange such as the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange in the most cost-effective and efficient process available. Therefore, tonight's show is titled How to Become a Publicly Listed Company and Its Financial Advantages. With that intro, I give a very warm welcome to Jay Cardwell and Peter Goldstein. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great. You know, if it's okay, I'm going to open with a question really for both Jay and Peter, and that is, well, let's face it, right? Back in March, unfortunately, the pandemic hit, and it hit with such a fierce effect, and the market tanked by a third. We were over 30,000, and it tanked to under 20,000. I mean, a tremendous hit. And, you know, now we're talking about crawling back up to 27,000. Could anyone have predicted? I mean, obviously, it's a testament to the vitality and the power in the markets. But could anyone have predicted this?
No, I don't think so. Anybody could predict it. This is Jay. And I think we are in new times, but I think everybody has adapted. And I think that is the testament to a lot of the American corporations that can adapt and continue to move forward facing elements like COVID. But as a public, you know, working with public companies, I've seen them go through this transition, and they continue to strive forward.
Wow. Peter, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, I really agree. Nobody could have predicted this. And markets decline typically when there's unexpected bad news, and then they rise when there's good news. So, you know, this is very kind of counterintuitive and irrational in some sense. But, you know, for all of us that are making our livings and connected to the stock market, it's a wonderful thing that during the COVID pandemic that the markets continue to be so robust.
Yep. I'm going to turn to Peter Goldstein, the CEO of Exchange Listing Now, and I'm going to ask a very broad question. What is, quote unquote, going public, and why would a company want to go public?
So going public really is having a company list its stock and or its warrants on a public exchange where individuals and institutions, broker-dealers can buy and purchase common stock or annual warrants on the market. And the primary purpose for a company wanting to go public, first and foremost to me, is access to capital. So the ability to have a public company gives more corporate governance, more transparency, but really when the day is done, most growth companies need access to capital. And whether they go public through an IPO or through some other form, access to capital is greatly increased, as is the value of the company. And then second to that would be liquidity for shareholders. You know, liquidity is very critical for current and for future shareholders as a way to attract them and have an exit strategy. I would include some incentives there to employees and officers and others, as well as the ability to attract talent, both human and, of course, we talked about capital. And one of the other great benefits is market exposure. The ability to have a company seen with all of the transparency, credibility, and exposure that comes with being publicly listed.
Got it. So now I turn to Jay Cardwell, the COO of the CFO Squad. You know, perhaps I could, you know, flip the question, Jay, and is there a reason why a company would not want to go public?
Being a public company requires a great deal of transparency that requires a lot of reporting to the SEC, and a lot of companies just aren't ready for that. I think there's a lot of great reasons to be a public company that was just discussed, but being a public company can be very expensive, and there's no really good substitution or shortcuts. There are audit fees and legal fees and accounting fees, and now you have investor relations companies and stock transfer agents and edgarization of your documents to file with the SEC. And then, as many people have heard, there's SOX, Sarbanes-Oxley, and all the timely filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission that some officers and directors and owners of companies that have built their companies, they just don't have that ability to deal with all of those rules, that some of those rules come with a criminal prosecution. So frequently, you know, companies need to add executives and accounting staff and beef up their internal controls and other disclosure procedures so that they can be transparent. And, you know, lastly, you're no longer selling just your product and your service. Now you're selling your company to Wall Street every day. And that can be a great thing, but it requires a unique skill set by CEOs, and it requires a good team around you.
Gotcha. Now, Jay, it sounds maybe a bit ominous. Is it?
No, it shouldn't be. Going public means, you know, it's playing by the rules. And that's why you bring in experts. You bring in, you know, the CFO squad. You know, you know, there are many aspects that we do. We're not alone in building that team, but, you know, we help companies to organize and prepare their financial statements and deal with all of these new technical accounting issues. You know, so I always say, you know, we want to be that best friend to help that CEO or CFO function in the world of being a public company so that it frees them to do their normal daily tasks. Every CEO and every CFO of a company, they cannot learn all the rules in order to be part of a public company. So as much as it sounds like a lot, that's why you, as I will say over and over again, build the team around you.
My guests this evening are Jay Cardwell, CEO at the CFO Squad, and Peter Goldstein, the CEO of Exchange Listing LLC. Tonight's show is all about how to become a publicly listed company and its financial advantages. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's show is titled How to Become a Publicly Listed Company and Its Financial Advantages, brought to you by the CFO Squad. And in fact, my guests are none other than Jay Cardwell, the COO of the CFO Squad, as well as Peter Goldstein, CEO of Exchange Listing LLC. And I'm going to turn to Peter on this one. Peter, going public isn't just the listing, right? There are pink sheets, there's NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, foreign exchanges, and others. Perhaps you can explain it all, and what are your recommendations for this?
Well, there are many, many options available to customers and to companies that want to look at listing, and thereby it's a very kind of specific strategy to the size and the growth stage of the company. You know, early stage company versus a mature company. And then there are certain criteria to list on different types of public company trading platforms and or senior exchanges. So we like to look at a capital market strategy and then look to assist with introductions to both the public platforms as well as the investment banking and the capital markets community. So you have, as an example, the OTC markets here in the U.S. In Canada, you have the CSE or the TSX. Those would be, you know, options for earlier stage companies, TSX Venture. And then as you go up, kind of the larger companies would look more towards a NASDAQ listing or an NYSE listing. There are several new exchanges, like the NEO just came about in the last several years out of Toronto as a senior exchange. And then you open up the platform to worldwide different public listings. So we focus really predominantly on companies that want to list in the U.S. On the prestigious NASDAQ or New York Stock Exchange. And that requires, and of course, a strategy with a capital market component where you're meeting all of the listing objectives. My recommendation is really to find the best suited strategy for the company at their stage of development and their growth stage. So as an example, if you are a pre-revenue biotech company, you might look to start off on the OTC markets or on NASDAQ here in the U.S., as opposed to a much larger, mature company that wants to do an IPO. So there's a lot of different ways. There's no one size fits all here. It's very unique and very specific to the characteristics of the company and their stage of development.
Got it. Now, my next question, I'm going to first start with Peter, and then we'll go to Jay on it, because really, I would love to have both of your opinions on this one. And this is probably in the minds of many people out there. You have a company that they're just not quite ready to go public now, whether it's because of the pandemic or they're just waiting for things to come around to be much more vibrant and robust. But they're having their eye on that, to go public in the future. What should they already be thinking of at this stage?
Yeah, it's a really great question. You know, here during the pandemic, I think people have taken inventory on looking at where they may be currently with their business and what some of their future goals may be, and even reassessing those. And so part of my advice here is you cannot start too early. Don't wait. If you're thinking about going public, don't wait until you think the timing is right, because it takes time. It takes time to develop relationships with the right bankers, with meeting shareholder requirements, corporate governance, corporate structure, building in your management team, and then really understanding the listing requirements for wherever you're going to trade. And so the earlier you start the process, the better you can navigate the path to success. And there's no need to rush that process. And you also don't want to wait until the last minute until you think that the markets are right. As you can see, during a time like this, there is no ideal timing. Whether it's good or bad is based upon market conditions, and we don't control the criteria. So what we do say is you can develop a very realistic timeline with actionable items, to meet your listing expectations. And then we help to work through the goals and the objectives. And ideally, then the market timing works up with your plan.
Got it. Now I turn to Jay Cardwell, the COO of the CFO squad. You certainly have a perspective on this.
Oh, no, absolutely. Since much of my work is involved in the financial reporting of financial statements to the SEC, whether it's a 10K or 10Q, or when a company wants to do an offering or go public and file their S1s, you need to prepare your books and records. So if you think you want to be public in the future, start looking at those processes within your company, getting your books and records in order, and asking questions. Can I be audited? A lot of companies, they want to go public, but they've never been audited, or they've been audited as a private company. They've never been audited as a public company. So part of it is understanding what is that new process of financial reporting, and is your company organized in order to go through that process and to start collecting those records, those documents, and to make sure that you're ready and prepared for those added costs to make sure that it happens on time.
Got it. I'm now going to turn back to Peter Goldstein, the CEO of Exchange Listing. If you are already an OTC, right, an over-the-counter public company, what other options should a company explore and why?
Well, there are many options available. The OTC is a very good market in its own right. And if one wanted to look at the other options, again, I would focus on NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange. Why? You have access to institutional capital and greater liquidity. Those are the two most, important areas to focus on when you're a public company, getting the benefits of being a public company much greater than the OTC markets. And those come with qualification standards. So I break those down into two parts. You have qualitative components, which really more about the corporate governance, your management team, the stage of development of your business, the history and the forward projections of your business. And then you have the quantitative components of listing. The metrics for listing would include the stock price, number of shares in the float, shareholder equity, amongst many others. So really, again, the market that you choose may serve you for where you are, but we like to look to the future and then work backwards to structure your business. If you know that your goal is to be on a NASDAQ or a New York Stock Exchange, the most prestigious there is, I believe, in the world, it takes time to develop and to get there. So you have to be in a position where if you're on the OTC, that you have a strategy and a timeline and a game plan in which you can actually uplist along the way to a senior exchange.
All right. So, Peter, I'm just going to ask a question, you know, and for today's day and age where everything is so quick and so short, is there a way you can advise on uplifting, or is there, you know, a way to uplift a company to the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ? And you can explain it all in 20 words or less.
Wow. 20 words or less. I'm not sure that's possible.
Okay.
It's a very complex process. And part of my role in our team's role is to focus just on the component of the uplisting. As Jay mentioned earlier, we like to let the CEO and the management team focus on their day-to-day business. You know, it's one business to manage your core day-to-day operating business. It's another to manage the process. So there's no way to say that in 20 words or less. There's no simple way of looking at an uplisting. It's a lot of components involved. And we make something very complicated, very simple.
That's fair. That's fair. Jay, do you want to weigh in on that or on?
Yeah. No. I think Peter said it all. It is a process. I think when companies go down the path of wanting to uplift to NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, those are two entities and organizations amongst themselves that have varying benefit. You know what I consider pros and cons of where that company should be, and those have to be weighed. And I think there's a dance in the process of communicating with NASDAQ and with NYSE and trying to be a public company in an uplifting. And that's where you need people like Peter and others to help you through that dance.
Got it. And later on, I do want to address that issue about who else we would need on the bus, so to speak. We'll get to that a little later. Before we go to a commercial break, Jay, how can people find out more about the services of the CFO Squad?
We can easily be found on our website at www.cfosquad.com. It's as simple as that. Take a look at our website and click through, and you can communicate with us directly there.
Got it. And Peter, how can people find out more about Exchange Listing?
You can find us on the web at exchangelistingllc.com, and our information is there. We'd love to hear from you.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's show is titled, How to Become a Publicly Listed Company and Its Financial Advantages, brought to you by the CFO Squad. And my guests are Jay Cardwell, the COO of the CFO Squad, as well as Peter Goldstein, CEO of Exchange Listing. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Peter, for joining me here on Mind Your Business. I'm going to turn to Jay. Jay, you mentioned earlier that you can be audited. Maybe you could break that out, explain that all, especially you're talking about the scrutiny of a public company versus when they're only private.
Well, you know, can you be audited is a very important question. You just cannot be a public company unless you file audited financial statements. And on top of it, you have to be audited by special PCAOB certified auditors. People don't understand that auditors are regulated too, and they have their watchdogs that make sure that they're auditing properly. And so that whole process becomes a little bit more complex than what one normally might have been experienced as a private company. Some private companies actually have been audited in the past, but they did not use a PCAOB auditor, or they might have, but they were audited as a private company, and therefore their auditor didn't perform it to the standards of a PCAOB audit. So what makes a company unable to be audited can be as simple as inventory. Auditors have to observe inventory, and it's very difficult and expensive to go backwards. So they observe today, but you have a 2-year audit, and now they have to go back 2 years to roll back inventory and determine what it was 2 years ago. And they cannot necessarily just say, oh, here's a report from 2 years ago. They have to observe, and therefore that might make a company unaudited or unauditable. Therefore, that's where planning ahead makes a big difference, so that you say, I want to be a public company in the future. Well, let's do an observation today. You know, there's also, you know, within a company, they've been processing their accounting and all of their transactions for years in the same method. Well, at a higher level of accounting for publicly traded companies, there are new lease accounting rules and revenue recognition accounting rules, and all of these type of transactions can be analyzed and reviewed and rebooked, but that sometimes takes very special effort in order to make that happen. So, going back, planning is critical, and you can overcome those by looking ahead and making sure that you're ready for that audit.
Now, on following up to Jay's point, I'm going to turn to Peter. Can you describe the qualifications for being on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange?
We would need a lot more time on our call to go through all of those qualifications. They're fairly complex, and they include qualitative and quantitative components. I think what I will tell you is we're agnostic to both platforms. We think they both have their benefits and they both have their differences. What's interesting is during the COVID pandemic, NASDAQ has maintained significant IPO momentum. And while things have been crazy for so many of us, the process related to IPOs and trading and the market operations have remained the same. And this year, the statistics are for the first half of the year that NASDAQ has done approximately 69 IPOs in the first half of this year, which is more than double the New York Stock Exchange. But both of them are extremely competitive, and again, we encourage all of our potential clients to talk to both, and it's important that they get a relationship with both of them to then determine which they feel is the best fit for themselves. And currently, that competitive nature, NASDAQ is on top of the IPO market, by almost double the number of listings.
Wow. So now I turn to Jay. Are there special accounting rules for NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange companies?
Yes. What happens when someone wants to uplift to NASDAQ and NYSE is that how you structure your board of directors, you need to have more independent boards, you need to have audit committees, you need to have compensation committees, and on top of it, your internal controls and procedures for your financial disclosures and how you present your financial statements, and to make sure that those financial statements are accurate and free from any material mistakes, is a requirement of being, a public company. And those rules get enhanced once you go to NASDAQ and to NYSE. On a lesser exchange, a CEO can also be a CFO. But once you get to NASDAQ or NYSE, you got to have a separate CEO, and you have to have a separate CFO.
Got it. And now here's an interesting question, and of course, I'm going to preface my question by saying, obviously, confidentiality will be adhered to. But perhaps each of you could share an example from your experience of a company that aced it, that really went public correctly, and an example when they blew it and it all came apart. So first, maybe I could turn to Jay on that, and then I'd love to hear from Peter as well.
The best example is a company that comes to us and says, we want to go public in a year and take a look at our books and look at our organization and how we're structured and help us, plan and go forward and build that team in order that we're ready in a year to go to the market, be public, make our filings, do all those things on time, and create a confidence within our stock and our marketplace. On the flip side, we had a client that said, hey, I want to be a public company and I'm ready to be audited and everything's clean and ready to go. And so he says, oh, great. And we started looking, you know, at their books, and they had declared that they had converted all of their debt to equity and they no longer had any debt. They were really, really primed to be in the public market with only shareholders and no overhangs with their debt. And we said, great. You know, and we show us your conversion documents for your debt instruments that said all of these debt holders are now shareholders. And it says, oh, it's all on a spreadsheet. And it's just like, no, show us the actual agreements that you signed off with these debt holders that they converted right. to become a shareholder. And so, oh, we tossed those away. We don't need them anymore. So we have the list, you know, on our spreadsheet in Excel. So that became a bit of a nightmare. Yeah. I mean, there is no way that one could go through an audit and prove that they are no longer debt holders. Right. So we worked closely with that client. They weren't going to go public in 5 weeks. We had to start from the beginning and get all of those debt holders to reconvert a second time and redocument it so that they could be audited, so they could file their financial statements in a way that is accurate and move forward. So it took them, instead of 5 weeks, it took them several months.
Wow. And of course, this is squarely what the CFO Squad specializes in, CFOsquad.com. I'm going to turn to Peter. Peter, any war stories that you could share with us?
Of course. You know, stories from the trenches. I think as now, you know, you've heard, we have two different segments of our business. One is the capital market advisory for companies that want to uplist. So whether you're coming from a TSX or an ASX or an OTC, you're looking to migrate to NASDAQ or NYSE. The other is that we work with companies that are private that have never been traded before and do an initial public offering. And one of the worst cases that we have was a situation that we were just engaged. The client was already public. They had an investment banker, and they had gotten ahead of themselves and their promotion of their uplisting and their disclosure, and they quickly had to retreat because they were not following best practices and compliance. They were just rushing to market and rushing to make information available that wasn't properly vetted and properly organized. On the flip side, the best case is actually a current client, foreign company, where we were undertaking an IPO and we're working together. And now for even 9 months of planning for listing expectations and goals and objectives, developing a realistic timeline with action items. And every week we have a weekly plan, including meeting with all the company's key stakeholders, introductions to, you know, the investment bankers, to the market makers, to NASDAQ itself, to the entire ecosystem, and defining a very solid strategy that will ultimately give them a significant increase in market cap from where they currently are.
It sounds like advanced planning, those two words are really the long and short of the entire, you know, of course, there's no way of making this so simple, but advanced planning are just such key words really for everything in life, and especially for a company that wants to go public. My guests are Jay Cardwell and Peter Goldstein. Jay, perhaps you could just share with the listeners more about the CFO Squad and how they could find out more information.
Yes, you can find us at www.cfosquad.com. Our firm is sort of organized in a team approach. We have a lot of experts in a variety of fields and industries, and we help companies from back office accounting systems all the way to very, very high level technical accounting. We help prepare all the company's 10Qs and 10Ks and S1s and all of the documentation and support behind those documents and prepare companies for their auditors, and to then manage those audits between the company and the audit firms. We work with a lot of different audit firms with our clients in order to make those audits go smoothly and get completed. And all of our clients, once they've started working with us, no one has ever filed late. The worst thing that a company can do is be a public company and then start filing their financial statements and other filings late. That is the first step to being delisted. And so we're very, very proud that our clients, we put them on good routines and make it easier and easier as the process goes on, as quarters and quarters go on, so that their filings are sooner and on time and accurate, and then basically allow the CEOs and the CFOs to get onto their daily affairs.
Got it. And of course, we're going to address that a bit more after the break. But before we go to the break, Peter, how can people find out more about your firm?
You can find us on the web at exchangelistingllc.com. And you'll see a lot of information about our services, about our firm. And simply stated, we like to be a one-stop solution for companies that want to go public for the first time, or for existing public companies that want to progress to a higher or an alternate exchange. And our role is very hands-on. I've been an entrepreneur for over 30 years. I took my first company public 20 years ago. I've been a licensed investment banker, but we have a team of professionals that come from all different areas of the capital markets with the expertise that's necessary to add shareholder value, with a focus on really taking an active hands-on role as a part of the team to get you through the entire process, and then ongoingly with your publicly listed company and bringing in the outside resources as needed.
You're tuned to a special edition of Mind Your Business. It's titled How to Become a Publicly Listed Company and Its Financial Advantages, brought to you by the CFO Squad. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text SIGN UP on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519, or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with, and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service, when you take care of other people, is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Tonight's show, brought to you by the CFO Squad, is titled How to Become a Publicly Listed Company and Its Financial Advantages. And there are many out there that are saying to themselves, you know what? One day I'm dreaming about going public. What would I need to start preparing now? Guess what? That was discussed during the show. There is a lot of questions that, and just in case you're just tuning in, we already discussed. Well, the good news is, by Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on all the popular podcasting channels. The easiest way to access this show is by going to the dedicated site for this program, mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and there you'll see if you like it on Spotify or iTunes, etc. It's all there. And of course, I have two very special guests, Jay Cardwell, the COO of the CFO Squad, as well as Peter Goldstein, CEO of Exchange Listing LLC. I'm first going to turn to Jay here, and that is, you know, we've addressed this earlier in the show, but besides a firm like the CFO Squad and Exchange Listing, which are both critical to taking a company public, who else would need to be on the bus, so to speak, to be part of the team taking a company public, and at what point?
You need a good auditor that understands your industry and that's appropriate for the size of your company. They can early on review financial statements or operations that you've already might have prepared internally, or even issued publicly in the past to address issues and get ahead. Auditors can't be rushed. So you want to bring that auditor in fairly early. Also, you need a transfer agent. All of your shareholder records, that you might have kept, with your attorney need to be turned over, to a good transfer agent, because you just can't trade stock without it. And then you need that good securities law firm that's familiar with SEC regulations and filings. They're an important, you know, right arm to making sure that you're taking the proper steps. And there's others that I'm sure that Peter can bring to the table.
Yeah, so now I turn to Peter Goldstein of Exchange Listing.
Great. So very, very great list and very thorough of Jay. I would add a couple of critical ones. You know, one is the investment banker and the broker-dealer firm. Those are the professionals that work in helping to access capital for the companies that are going public, whether it's through a private placement or through a registered offering or for some other type of institutional or retail capital raise. And then, of course, there's an investor relations firm. And those investor relations firms are required different than public relations. Their expertise is working with the company for the investor communication, the packaging, and the organization of the company for the criteria that the investment community is used to seeing. And I would round out the list really in final, which would be your board members. You want to look at not just the officers and directors of the company, but building yourself an independent board. Something that we take pride in helping companies develop, which are board members that are deemed independent and can add value with expertise in the capital markets as well as specific areas of being publicly traded.
I now turn, actually, I'm going to keep this by you, Peter. This was touched on earlier in the interview, but our companies, you know, going public during COVID-19, you mentioned there are quite a few dozen. What does that look like, you know, during a pandemic to go public?
Yeah, it's really quite amazing. You know, to be able to conduct an IPO in the middle of a global pandemic, you can imagine the adjustments that the exchanges had to make. And all in all, because it's New York City based and New York was hit so hard, and that's typically done in person. And due to all of the health and safety risks, it really has been amazing to watch how seamlessly the IPOs have been done. And a lot of them have been virtual. So even one that I find amazing, which is NASDAQ is now doing, remote bell ringing ceremonies as a replacement for the traditional bell ringing. So on the NASDAQ market site, Tower in Times Square, you can actually see a remote bell ringing. It's not quite as exciting, but there are IPOs being done. The as you would imagine during a pandemic, biotech, healthcare, pharmaceutical are very, very robust right now. And I'm able to really know that both NASDAQ and NYSE are expecting a very robust pipeline for the rest of the year.
Wow. Now I turn to Jay. Jay, have there been any accounting rules or regulations or adjustments that have taken place related to COVID-19?
The accounting rules haven't really changed, but what has happened is that some of the triggering points within the accounting rules have occurred. So things like impairment testing, you know, COVID affecting the company? Has there been any impairment of their assets or their operations? So what really has occurred and what you would see in looking at various 10K or 10Q filings is that the SEC wants companies to disclose how COVID has affected their business. It could be good or bad, but they want to know how the companies, it affects their sales, their operations, their ability to financially report their operations, and also various new disclosures and risk associated with COVID as it affects a business. So for the bulk of it, it's about those disclosures. How has it affected your business? And to tell the world, you know, the sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly that COVID has, you know, on your business.
Okay, as we approach the close, I have a question which I'm going to turn first to Peter and then to Jay, and that is perhaps in, you know, good 1 to 2 minutes, what final takeaway would you like to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business as it relates to taking a company public? First to Peter.
I think if you're a company founder, CEO, a board member, a stakeholder, realize that it's just never too early to start educating yourself and planning for a liquidity event such as a public offering. So to be able to do the homework and to educate yourself necessary to have a successful and sustainable listing. And we encourage you to reach out to us. We're here as a resource for you to help. And the other thing I'll share in closing is that this also pertains to shareholders. If you're a shareholder of a public company and you think that the company can do a better job, which all of us can always increase and enhance and do a better job of what we're doing, perhaps we can help in finding ways to increase shareholder and stakeholder value. So feel free to reach out to us and to utilize our expertise and our background accordingly.
And before I go to Jay, again, Peter, how can people find out more information about your services?
You can find us on the web at exchangelistingllc.com.
Okay, and now I turn to Jay again. Any final takeaways that one should be cognizant of and thinking about as they take it public?
I think the most important thing is to be honest, you know, with your own company. You know, you are going to have to be transparent to the world, to your shareholders, to the SEC, and everybody on the outside. So part of that is building that team around you that allows that transparency to occur and to understand how you fit into other public companies of your same size and industry, and watch them. You know, look at their filings, understand what they're having to do as a public company to continue to be engaged with those public markets. And, you know, it's never too early to basically go through the testing waters and say, hey, I want to be a public company. I'm thinking about being a public company. How do I look under the hood and see if I'm ready, and then determine how do I get ready, and give yourself the time to do those tasks and those steps necessary to become successful in your launch as a public company.
And Jay, before I let you go, how can people find out more information about the CFO Squad?
You can easily find us at www.thecfosquad.com, cfosquad.com. All of our contact information is there, and we're eager and ready to basically provide general advice to anybody who is interested in going public.
Special thank you to our tonight's amazing guests, Jay Cardwell, COO of the CFO Squad, and Peter Goldstein, CEO of Exchange Listing. Tonight's show, brought to you by the CFO Squad, was How to Become a Publicly Listed Company and Its Financial Advantages. This show will be up on the archives at MYBradio.com, and of course you'll be able to access it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and the other popular podcasting channels. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.